Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care, to parenting, to relationships, to home, and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's topic is container organization, specifically a system that finally works. The impetus for this episode was that a corner cabinet in our kitchen is really hard to get into. It stores all of our plastics and containers, and it actually attacked me the other day. Imagine all of the contents spilling out when I opened the door. Super frustrating. In the past, I've tried reorganizing so that all the likes are stacked inside of likes, but it gets messy in a hurry as people throw things back in there and root around looking for things. And the big problem is that because we have a ton of rectangle containers that are roughly the same size, but not actually the same shape, the lids don't all fit uniformly. So envision a lot of pulling items out, trying to match them up, and then throwing them back in there in a fit of frustration. I am talking about myself. Anyway, the ultimate is nested glass storage dishes with lids, in my opinion, but we only have a few of those. And perhaps because we accumulate plastic containers over time, I have been resistant to buying more of these real containers. That might be an adulting move for my future. That said, the plastics that we have accumulated are really important for my kitchen batch prepping, which also includes freezer storage, and glass does not go in the freezer. For a helpful related episode, I definitely recommend you listen to my kitchen batch prepping episode. It was very, very fun to talk through that, and that's a question I receive a lot, so I was really excited to finally produce an episode on kitchen batch prepping. So the good news is the other week I finally hit on a solution that is actually sticking, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. Here's the process I used for getting my corner cabinet disaster under control. So the first one, and I almost dread saying this aloud, is that I started by taking everything out. I usually hate this approach, as listeners know, but there was no actual way to deal with this problem because everything was on top of everything. So I needed a clean slate. As for the steps, the first thing I did was I reused plastic bags, both the small ones and the large ones. When we use them, I rewash them, I let them air dry. And so we have a lot of loose bags hanging around. So all I did was stuff those clean bags inside the respective existing cardboard boxes that hold new bags. And that immediately resolved a lot of loose clutter. Very satisfying. And then I do have one of those clear plastic storage bags, which I use to hold things like beeswrap and other wrapping material. The third step is for container type one, which is those challenging rectangle takeout containers. This was definitely the worst part due to the slightly varying shapes, which meant that we had a ton of tops and bottoms that didn't fit routinely together. So I would say this was both vaguely torturous, but also really satisfying. I went through each and every single container bottom to find its matching lid, but instead of stowing them locked into storage position, I made a stack with the lid upside down and then the container nested inside it to save vertical space. It actually saved a lot of space. The fourth step was to address my cup, pint, and quart circle containers. We have two types that we've acquired over time, the heavier plastic kinds, and then the really clear ones that are a little thinner. These containers are very valuable to me for food batch prepping. Again, go to that back episode if you want to learn more about that. And they're also more standard in size than the rectangle ones with the lid and container fit. So the nice thing is, once I identified that every container had a lid, I simply nested the cup, pint, and quart containers and made a separate stack of lids. The fifth thing was simple glass nesting dishes, just nest. And then I did have some random containers, like little one-off squares, circles that are largely a result of food sharing with friends and family. These ones I left intact, fully assembled, with the lid snapped onto the container. A couple other notes. I put the most high-use items, so the glass nesting dishes and then those loose containers, in the front. And the nice thing is you just reach in and the container and lid are right there already assembled. So easy. Anything that didn't match went into the recycling after I checked the labels. And then I will say that plastic cups and lids are the bane of my existence. I need to find a good way to deal with these. But for now, I have all the cups stacked and all the lids in a big container. Having the plastic storage bags and the lids with their bottoms is making things so much better. This system has held for weeks now. I am just thrilled. I have not been attacked by my cabinet in some time. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free. free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.